Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this morning's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Basically, I'm going to do a singular podcast, just me today. So I've got a few exciting things going on, and I wanted to share them with my listeners. So one of the first things, I just have to tell you, I'm working with Georgia Kirk and the team at Right Business Results. And there are many to mention. We've got Janina Arjun, we've got Jessica, we've got Ivan, we've got Sophia, we've got Kat. Oh my goodness, there's so many resources in that firm and they're making me look good. So I'm really, really chuffed to be able to put their details out there. So if you're thinking about a podcast or a book, or you know, you want your blogs sorted, it's Georgia Kirk at Right Business Results. So the latest thing that they're doing for me, and if you want a copy of it, there will be a link in the show notes. It's my 10-step guide to financial freedom. So I'm just going to run and give a broad overview of the 10 steps for you, because obviously if I tell you too much about it, you won't want the guide, will you? And this is all a precursor to my new book that's coming out, Think Simple, Win Big. We're working on final stages for that. And so that should be out in the next month or so. So again, you know, if you download the 10-step guide to financial freedom, we'll add you to the list so that you get first dibs on the information on when my book is released. So the first thing that you need to do is, when you're looking at maybe setting up a business or just generally in life, really, you need to be realistic and be yourself. Because believe it or not, you are your greatest asset. You are your greatest asset. So that's what step number one is. And in the guide, which you're free to download, and there will be a link in the show notes, goes into that in a little bit more detail. Step number two is dealing with that voice inside your head. And this is commonly known as imposter syndrome. So you've got a belief about yourselves, or you've got a goal that you want to achieve, but there's this little voice inside your head which says you can't do it for whatever reason. And some of the thought processes that you've got may have been formulated in your childhood, at school, preschool, and all the way through your life. So imposter syndrome is that voice inside your head. So just need to be aware of that. Next thing that you need to consider, step number three, is setting your income goals. So again, if you're going into business for yourself, or if you just want to improve your life, you just need to know exactly what it is that you want to earn. So have a look at your finances, have a look at your monthly expenditure, make sure that what you have coming in exceeds what you have going out. And if it doesn't exceed what you've got going out, you're just going to be increasing debt. And that becomes a spiral. So the thing to do is, the first thing is look at your finances, make sure that what's coming in is higher than what's going out. That's your first point. And then from there, either look at reducing your expenses, but actually it's almost easier sometimes to look at increasing your income. So knowing what your income goal is and setting that is step number three. And then we go on to budgeting and clearing debts. And that's step number four. And, you know, we touched on the budgeting in step three, but clearing debts. Really, to have a successful financial future, you really should be controlling your debt. You know, 0% finance and 0% interest credit cards is all well and good, but it's just money that you spent previously that was outside of your budget and outside of your income levels. So be very, very careful about that. Look at your debts closely. Look at the ones that you've got the highest interest rates on. Concentrate on overpaying those first. And then when you've finished overpaying those, roll over the next monthly, roll over that monthly payment into the next highest debt. That's one way to get out of credit card debt and clearing debts. So we go on to step number five, and this is all about respect. And it's turning up on time. And it's respect for the people that you're going to see. It's respect for yourself because you're turning up on time. It's basically one of the fundamentals for creating trust with your clients. So if you're in business, you need to be trusted. One of the things that you need to do is make sure that you turn up on time. Now, turning up on time is actually 10 minutes early. It's not, you know, if your appointment's at 10 o'clock, you don't turn up at 10 o'clock. You be there at 10 to 10. Anyway, there's a little bit more about that in the guide, which is going to be contained in the show notes. You're able to download it. Next thing you got to do is learn to delegate. You need to delegate to elevate in your business. So there will be jobs that you're doing on a day-by-day basis that, one, you're no good at. The reason that you're no good at it is because you don't like it. It doesn't excite you. But believe it or not, you won't believe this, but believe it or not, there are people out there in the world that actually love the jobs that you hate. You just got to find them, and then you can delegate that. Now, it'll serve two purposes. One purpose is, if it's delegated, it'll get done properly and it's off your plate. So you'll have more time, and the time, you can then decide which way you want to use it. Do you want to use the time for social and get some personal time back? Or do you want to use it on a different money-making activity? So that's your choice. Delegate, it gives you a choice. You can either have more free time or you can have more earning time. But delegate to elevate. That's what you need to do. Number seven, we touched on the spare time thing, is plan your spare time. Okay? Make sure that if you've got the weekend off, you've got something that you want to be doing in that weekend. I really struggle with this, you know, almost pot calling the kettle black, because it's an area that I need to work on. But knowing that you need to work on something is half of the battle. So I know I need to work on that. I need to, you know, line up the golf courses, line up the Harley rides, but then also line up some time with family and friends. So plan your spare time. That's step number seven in my 10-step guide to financial freedom. Step number eight, reap the rewards and reinvest. If you're in business, spend all of your time working on your business, and you don't have free time because you're spending all of your time on your business, will make you a little bit dull, because nobody wants to hear about your business all of the time. So you need to reap the rewards and reinvest. Reinvest in your business, and the reinvestment will include more staff so they can have more free time, so they can make more money. But the free time is the most important thing. Got to have quality free time if you're taking the risk by being an entrepreneur. So that's that one. Number nine, surround yourself with good people. These are people that will lead you forward. I'm part of the Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of financial professionals. It's a global organization. I've got some amazing friends in there. And whenever I'm with them, they lift me up. And that's what you need. So whichever industry that you're in, you will find that there will be an association. Now, obviously, if you're in a bit of a dull sort of sector, and there are some, right, let's be honest, then the people might all be dull. But if you're in that sector, anyway, you know, I'm not going to go all the way with that one. But basically, find an association of people, share ideas with them, share freely, and that will serve you in good future stead. Number 10, you need to keep reviewing. Keep reviewing your goals. When you achieve them, level up, go up a higher level to keep going forward. All right. There's no point just resting on your laurels. You've got to keep that momentum going. So there we have it. They're rather short episode this week. That's my 10-step guide to financial freedom and how you can move from financial struggle to financial success. And a link is contained in the show notes. As I say, very excited by the new book coming out. Obviously, we've got my podcast And if you go to the website to download my podcast, there's also a number of blog articles that I've been working on, again, with Right Business Results. They're there just to make me look good. So all kudos to them. So anyway, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed this quick episode. And I've got loads of guests lined up. I really went for it. So we've got some amazing recordings coming over the coming weeks and months. So make sure that you carry on subscribing and share the love, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.